Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keith. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Just talk to Taylor Kyles. If you missed any of that, check it out on the Odyssey app. Good film study, good insight on the team. Just use the rewind feature. It's free. It's easy. Get that on your phone. That's, again, the Odyssey app. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We have the hashtag Dork Minute coming up 15 minutes from now every Wednesday at 11:45. Mike Vrabel scheduled to speak right around 1 o'clock. So a busy day here on Jones and Keefe. But, Billy, what's our first Would You Rather?
All right. Would you rather the Red Sox make the playoffs but have Alex Bregman opt out and leave, or Red Sox miss the playoffs but re-sign Bregman to a new long-term deal?
The first thing.
Ooh.
Make the playoffs, see you, Bregman.
So very short-sighted.
Yep.
The long-term, you might have multiple playoffs appearances if you re-sign him. It could also be a boat.
It could be a boat.
So I'm living in the now as well. Yeah. I think Bregman.
They cannot collapse and miss the playoffs. They
no, that would be so much worse. And then you're like, you know what? Next year, maybe Story's back and Marcelo Meyer, and you can figure it out. Like, Bregman's very important, and I want Bregman back. But for this question, I think it'd be way too demoralizing to miss the playoffs. You might even need more sweeping changes, and then it'd be a whole mess. Also, Bregman's missed a ton of time this year. You're guaranteeing me next year he's going to be healthy as an ox? The year after that, he's going to be healthy as an ox?
He's missed a ton of time, and he's not hitting well and or really fielding well right now. He had the error the other night.
It's almost like his presence and his personality is the most important part of his whole game.
You see, there's another guy who gave him credit for making adjustments to his swing. I wonder if it's like a running joke now where everybody who turns things around has to get Bregman credit.
Yeah, it could be.
But Lo Von did it again last night. Nate Lowe was like, Bregman saw some stuff in my swing. That's how he fixed it between the crap fest in Tampa on Sunday and then last night.
Yeah, he missed, 46 games?
He's hitting .275 with an .828 OPS. Yeah. That's
good.
That's all fine.
That's good. 18 dingers.
But, he's cooled off. I want him on the team. I like him a lot. I wanted him all offseason.
But missing the player playoffs would be a killer.
I'll deal with figuring out how to replace him.
Right.
And make the playoffs as opposed to collapsing and missing the playoffs, and then I get Bregman for 5 more years. I don't want that.
Yeah, you got to be in.
Not in that scenario. What else, Billy?
Would you rather play the Yankees or the Blue Jays in the wild card round?
Ooh. So I didn't think this was even a possibility. Like, for the longest time, I just assumed, all right, the Blue Jays are winning the division and the Yankees are going to be the top wild card. And so if you're the second wild card, you'd face the Yankees. And that was kind of it. And then you're like, all right, well, if you're the third wild card, then you're talking about maybe the, Mariners, right? Mm-hmm. But now the last couple weeks of the season, everything's been jumbled around. Detroit might miss the playoffs. Cleveland might win that division. The Yankees are one game behind the Blue Jays. So in the last week, all of a sudden, the Yankees, who had this lead early in the year, then lost it to the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, you thought, were going to carry it the rest of the way. It might be back up in Toronto for the wild card round. With that said, I'd rather face the Yankees.
I would, too.
I think you have a better matchup with the Yankees. You've dominated them throughout the season. I know they have an unbelievable singular player in Aaron Judge. He hasn't always had the best playoff performances.
He has not.
So I would rather... And not just the entertainment value of it, which would be higher with the Yankees. There's
that's self-evident. I mean, that's not even up for debate. What's the buzzier, more interesting series from our standpoint?
Yeah, that's not close.
Yeah, that's different than who they have a better chance of beating.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that.
But we're anti-Canada. Remember that Kiefer Madness where they were calling out Brian Roberts?
Oh,
we're anti-Canada, so there is that.
Oh, we could make it all about
USA Canada.
The more they don't even know what they're talking about when it comes to baseball up there.
A bunch of dum-dums up there.
They just know hockey.
Right. There's no puck out there. They're confused.
They
Where's the ice?
Gravy's on their French fry. Yeah. Well, they're onto something with that, actually.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's a good flavor combo for you?
Poutine?
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't in the St. Paul's cafeteria?
No, I don't think we had that.
Goat.
We did have Canadians, though.
Poutine goat?
Love it.
If they made it a cereal, maybe on the goat tier. It might be. That's true. Just closing the loop on Aaron Judge for his career. He's a 205 hitter in the postseason.
205.
He does have 16 home runs.
Jeez.
In how many?
How many games?
58 games.
Okay, so that's like a 50 home run pace.
Yeah, yeah. He's still socking dingers.
Okay.
But no, my answer.
I'd rather face the Yankees. So now I want the Blue. So you're in a weird spot where you want to beat the Blue Jays, but you also don't want them to lose the division.
Well, and they're not playing well, right? So I mean, the hotter team is probably New York, who just won a series against
you would have
just won a series against Toronto. But as of right now, you're guaranteed to lose the season series.
It's
as of right now, you're 4-7 against Toronto. You're 9-4 against the Yankees. You won 3 out of 4 series against them. That's basically what you got to do. You got to win a series, 2 out of 3, against New York in the wild card round. So the answer, from a buzz standpoint, interest level standpoint, but also winning on the field,
winnability would still be them.
It's the Yankees.
Yep.
And even look, we want to be able to brag versus a whole country.
Yeah, true.
No matter what, it's going to be versus someone.
Boston versus New York. Boston versus Canada.
Either way, it's versus someone. Yeah, yeah. We're pretty good with that. Right. So the answer is the Yankees.
Would you rather eat cereal for every meal for a week or pizza every meal for a week?
Okay, the timeline on this is exceptionally important.
A week?
Yeah, a week.
So
if it were any longer, I think I'd change my answer, but a week, I know my answer.
Okay, so it's only a week, and so I don't eat breakfast, brag. I only eat lunch and dinner, and sometimes I kind of combine the two.
You intermittently fast? Is that what you do?
Not on purpose. I'm just not hungry in the morning, and then we have this shift, so I don't really eat till like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What happens if there's like a table full of donuts down the hall?
I scarf those down.
You don't eat those?
But I don't know. I scarf them down.
Where he walks in with a couple Egg McMuffins.
That hasn't happened in a while, though, Nick. I'm cutting back on the Egg McMuffins.
Although Fitzy the other day was like,
he thought I looked thin.
Keith, you're looking trim. Keith was ready to fight him. He's like, oh, yeah, am I?
It's because he cut out the breakfast.
That must be what it is.
I don't normally eat breakfast, but sometimes the smell of the sausage Egg McMuffin is too powerful, and I sweep in there.
It's right by work.
I bring it in.
Yeah.
No, Fitzy said that. He's like, are you losing weight? I'm like, no, I think I'm at the heaviest I've ever been.
He's like, how dare you? What are you doing in here? Don't say stuff like that. Fitzy's like, I was trying to tell you, you're looking thin.
I don't think I've been bigger, actually. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So if you add it up, it's basically like 14 times in a week. But you could do different variations, right? So like you can do like different kinds of pizza. You could do a frozen pizza. You could do like cold pizza, hot pizza, deep dish pizza. But cereal.
Yeah.
I'm going with cereal.
There's a lot of varieties of cereal.
There's a million cereals. That's what I'm saying. Gotcha, so I could just rotate through the top tier. It'd be really sugary, though. It'd be real sugary.
I think for a week, the answer is pizza. I'm positive I've done
regardless of the time frame.
Like, I'm positive in my life, probably not even all that long ago.
I might have done the cereal
every meal for a week was pizza.
I've done ramen. I don't know about the cereal.
That wouldn't even shock me that I've done that. And I guarantee I've gotten close if I haven't done that. So for a week, the answer is pizza.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza.
That's true.
It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
Well, you don't. I mean, doesn't need the meat necessarily.
Fair. No, you don't need to put. But that's the beauty of it. You could put meat.
You certainly could.
You could load it up. You could meat lovers.
You could,
or you could take no meat at all.
Put some veggies on there.
But like the idea of eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch every single day is pretty appetizing.
So I think either way, you're gonna feel pretty. You're either got a gut full of milk, or just a gut full of pizza.
By like Thursday, you're gonna be, this is a horrible choice,
right? But if this was a month, if this was a year, I could at some point pizza's gonna have a breaking point. But I think for a week, I'm making pizza happen. You're shaking your head back there, Nick.
I could eat pizza every day for my life.
I don't know about that.
It would make any difference?
But you. Well, maybe not every day for your entire life. That's like a lot.
If there was no negative repercussion, I would eat it every day. Just a week, Nick.
For
a week, pizza works.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But anything long, I think you go past
Nick's like,
that.
Starting now, I'll do the pizza challenge.
I'll do it right now.
Fine, guys, I'll do it. Fine.
See, what's good about the pizza is the variety. Like, obviously, there's a ton of cereals.
Yeah.
But as Keith had mentioned, thin crust, thick crust, yep. Pan, Detroit style, this style. I think it's pizza.
All kinds of toppings.
Stuffed crust.
All right, so me, Billy, and Nick are all aligned. You're on an island over
Pepperoni
there.
Pepperoni lovers.
You're on a cereal island over there.
Yeah.
It's because the pizza's too hot for him to eat fast.
I'd probably regret it with all that milk. It's a ton.
Well, it's a lot of cheese, too, with a pizza.
Oh, but yeah.
Milk is a bad choice.
It's a bad thing for lactose, people.
Oh!
If you're lactose intolerant.
We'd ask a cow this question.
Yeah, but
you're
like,
out on
that's
both.
So much milk. Yeah, I guess you don't have to drink the milk in this scenario. You
no.
can just eat dry cereal.
How about Taylor Kyles confirming he's a maniac? He waits till the Fruity Pebbles get all soggy, then he eats them.
We got soft teeth.
We got to investigate that more.
It turns into like a liquid. It's just like you just drink the rest of it.
Like we got to flesh that out more next time we talk to him. Is what we got to do. We have one more. Would you rather?
Yep. Would you rather spend the night alone in the Conjuring House or in the cemetery?
So the Conjuring House is in Rhode Island.
I get to pick the cemetery.
Yes. Okay. Any cemetery, but you're by yourself for a whole night.
Or I'm by myself in the Conjuring House.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory again. What's potentially happened in the Conjuring House?
Some bad stuff.
Death-like?
Death, yeah. Everything, okay. The whole thing's haunted.
Or like little dolls running around and stuff?
No,
I
that's
like
Annabelle.
That.
That's different.
Okay.
That's same universe, though. Appreciate that. But no, it's
okay,
different.
Okay, good.
But it's just it's a nightmare. The family was absolutely traumatized in there.
Okay.
It's scary stuff. So I actually would pick the cemetery.
Me too.
Because at least then you're not like confined to the house and like all the weird noises of the house. I know you're outside and there's like you're surrounded by death. But I would think I would rather be there. And like you just hope you catch like a decent weather night.
Well, maybe I pick like a non-haunted cemetery. Like I know the Conjuring House is haunted. Maybe I pick like a non-haunted.
I would think both cemeteries would probably be somewhat
well,
haunted.
Well, probably. Maybe you get a less haunted one than the Conjuring
House.
You get
some happy ghosts and some other ones.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be like, I mean.
Maybe like a real sexy ghost. You don't even know.
You
like
a sexy
yeah,
ghost
sure,
to show
maybe.
Up at the
yeah,
cemetery?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
I've never spent a night in a cemetery.
No, neither have I.
Although, maybe another movie idea.
I've just probably been
that's
done.
Probably been
I'm done. Guessing it's been done.
That's a good point.
Yeah, no, I would choose that. Just sort of like the outside. Like, I don't think you'd be able to sleep in either one. You'd just be like waiting for the, like the morning to
I think
to come.
I could catch some Z's.
You'd fall asleep
in the cemetery.
Cemetery.
Yeah, I think I could.
I feel like with the house, you'd hear a lot more of the creaks of the wind.
You'd be on alert.
With a cemetery, you get like just outdoor noise. You
yeah,
focus
crickets.
On.
I don't even know what happened in the Conjuring House. My pick is not the Conjuring House.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not,
same.
I'm not going
yeah,
there.
Give me the
I don't even want to set foot in there. Never mind sleeping.
But like, where would you sleep in a cemetery? Because you'd feel very disrespectful to like lay down in front of like somebody's plot, right? You wouldn't want to be, or you
a
would.
Tree or something.
Yeah,
against.
They might want to. They might
lean
want
up against
the
right
tree.
Off the side of the
yeah.
road.
Yeah,
doesn't
they
have
might,
to necessarily be a plot.
They might want somebody to chat with. You could open up what? Okay.
What are like the tombs?
Yeah,
mausoleums.
Pop open like a mausoleum. Go get some.
You're gonna crawl in there too, or you
nice,
just gonna,
nice yeah. and cool. You're out of the weather in there.
Is that where the rich people go? I've always wondered about the mausoleums. What's the
what sleeping on a tour bus?
I think most of my experience
like the
with those
more haunted than just the cemetery.
I think most
probably.
Of my experience with those is from Double Jeopardy.
Okay.
She got trapped in one of those at one point
oh,
in time.
Oh
yeah. Spoiler alert.
Is that Ashley Judd?
Yep. Yeah, it was.
Nice.
Yeah, good for that mausoleum. Okay, so we're on the
we're
same page.
We're both in the cemetery.
Yeah, in fact, we had a lot of the same answers outside of pizza v cereal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.